How are you?
I am doing well this morning. How about you?
I'm doing well also. Let me ask you this quick before we get too deep into this conversation. I called you. We're obviously talking over the phone. Area code 606. What's that?
I am originally a Kentucky girl.
Ooh.
It's one number off from the South Dakota, so I miss a lot of calls.
Yeah.
But I am a Kentucky girl originally, born and raised.
So are you going to keep your 606 forever, you think?
I think I have too many people who this is how they get a hold of me
right
now to change it.
Yep. I'm a 507 living in the 605, so I get it.
Where is 507?
Southwest Minnesota.
I sort of feel like I was one number away from South Dakota in my early years, so it was meant to be.
Rebecca, what's your title? Because I think the last time we talked, I was using the word interim.
You were. So after we finished the 2023 season, I was asked to go on full-time. It's not full-time, but as the executive artistic director. So I took the position following the 2023 season, and I have been in that role since.
Well, that's because you did too good of a job. Way to go.
Well, if I can have a rate like that for doing a good job, I will take it. No, it's been great to be here and an honor. I went to school at USD. I have been a part of a South Dakota Shake since 2017, I think was the first year I directed. I had been on the student level board before that. So it's been a company I've been a part of for a long time. I couldn't be more honored.
So South Dakota Shakespeare Festival, I have to be honest with you, when I first came to Yankton, I thought it was just a Vermilion thing, but you're out there all over the place, aren't you?
We really, between education and now, we've been expanding performances because it belongs to something bigger, but it is rooted in Vermilion as well, right? Our roots and our home are in Vermilion, and that hasn't and doesn't change. But the production has always been about access. The production has always been about promoting professional and education Shakespeare throughout the state, and so we are trying to do that. Last year, we even partnered, and the show went all the way to North Dakota. So we went all the way to Grand Forks last year. This year, we are really trying to stay focused inside of the state and the work with the Juvenile Detention Center, with the library, and then we are at Sylvan Green for one weekend, and then this weekend, we're back at our home here in Vermilion.
Well, that's why we're talking, to try to get some folks over there to see what you're all about. What was your first introduction growing up in Kentucky to Shakespeare? Because that's basketball country down there, right?
It is. The Wildcats basketball, for sure. We paused class to watch them one year when I was in school. But no, I think it was high school for sure in reading. And my grandmother was an English teacher, so I was exposed. But I didn't really get the Shakespeare bug until much, much later when I got it on its feet. I think the thing, we read Shakespeare in school, and I'm thrilled that we read Shakespeare and we have access to it. But Shakespeare is meant to be performed, to be heard. It was never meant to be originally a written text. The actors in Shakespeare's day didn't even have a complete text. The only person who had a complete text was their company manager. They would get cue scripts, so they would get a couple of words before their line and then their line. So it's when you see it on feet, when you get a chance to use the language and try to accomplish what the character wants using that language, and you recognize that he captured the universal human needs very well. Even when we change the time, the place, or some of the circumstances, the human need and the human element of those stories really cuts right to the core.
I don't remember getting a lot of Shakespeare in high school, but a college professor of mine was the biggest Shakespeare fan of all time, and it was just constant talk about the Bard and making us memorize things, and it brought a new element to my life that I'm glad is there.
What was the show that caught you in college? What do you remember?
Speak the Speech, I Pray You, as I pronounced it to you trippingly on the tone.
His advice to the players.
Mm-hmm. I had his leaf, yep. The town crier spoke my lines. Yeah. Can't get it out of my head.
I think Amelia's speech from Othello is the one I will never get out of my head.
Nice.
I think that one will be in my head for eternity.
So there's trivia night tonight, I know, at the Dakota Brick House, but we want to know about Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Prentice Park. Tell us about what people can expect.
So you're right. There, for our Shakespearean experts, or those who just want to see how much fun they can have while they learn something or listen, there is the Shakespeare trivia tonight. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday at 7 p.m. is the production. At least a few of those nights, if not all, we've got yanked in. Mamma Mia is going to sing a few numbers for us at 6:35 before the show. And on Friday is going to be Shrek from VCT. So we've got some local theaters doing some music at the top of the evening. We're going to have some booths. CC's is doing some nachos and other goodies for sale. So we have all sorts of wonderful things. 7 p.m., Romeo and Juliet. It doesn't get more exciting, more the thing that we all know, the story we've all heard or have an experience with. And it's going to be live right there in Prentice Park, balcony and all.
I'm probably going to make you cringe, but I was just remembering a little comedy that we did. I was a summer camp counselor, and we did Julio and Romeo. This is probably upsetting you for me to even say that.
Why? No. I think, you know, if you're going to bring kids, or you want a little pull up Romeo and Juliet, and then you can laugh at the differences because they're a little different. Or pull out the old Leonardo DiCaprio version, the Zeffirelli, whatever version it is that you find or you want to watch. No, I think any version of a story that gets people to talk about it is absolutely wonderful. So I didn't cringe at all.
I know that you're kind of partnered up with the Dakota Theater a little bit, so that's nice.
Yeah, so Dakota Theater and Vermilion Community Theater, I know for sure we're working on Saturday and Sunday. But it's about supporting the arts. And right now, funding for the arts and some of the ways that we have traditionally been able to help sustain those isn't coming forward like that. And so it really, we always have needed to stand together, but it's especially important right now. And so they've reached out, they partner with helping to promote, but we want to promote their work as well. And it's important. There's no difference, right? We are all working towards the same thing. And so we just want everybody to have a chance to hear what our communities are putting forth. Whether that's here with South Dakota Shakes or with the Dakota Theater and the wonderful work that they're doing. So we really are trying to all stand together, and it's about community.
And you're getting the dogs in on the action as well?
We wouldn't want to miss 11 o'clock on Saturday morning is Bark with the Bard. This will be our third annual 5K. Online, there's a sign-up sheet, but you don't have to sign up ahead of time. If you come in and check in at 11, we just have a form that says that you know you're good to walk it, and we give you a map, and we have pup cups, we have costumes to get a perfect Shakespearean photo of you and your pup.
And the best place for people to go, maybe your Facebook page for information on everything coming up?
Our Facebook page is open, our website is open, and we have information. So sdshakespearefestival.org is our website, and you can find us on Facebook as well. We'll keep you apprised if we have rain or anything like that, and any of the information as the weekend progresses.
I'm glad there are people like you that have a passion for this and can bring it to other people, and appreciate your time with us this morning. I hope that everything goes just wonderful over in Vermilion.
Thank you so much. And I do want to share, just on my way out the door, we've been having a wonderful time with the Juvenile Detention Center and our outreach Friday at the Public Library in Vermilion, our free classes for youth. There is a class from 10 to 11:30 and two different classes from 1 to 2. You can go on their website to sign up for those. But SDSF has always been committed to providing education and access to that to everyone. So we really thank the people in the community, the City of Vermilion, the Foundation, VCDC, and all of those people who really stepped up to allow us to continue that this year. And I just would be amiss if I didn't talk about the education piece, because it's such a large part of what we're doing.
Thanks for the time and best wishes.
Thank you. Have a great day.